Chapter 6, Crossing the Delaware. The huge boat rocked in the water. Giant chunks of ice smashed against its sides.
"Thanks a lot, Annie,"
Jack whispered. He shivered in the snowy cold.
"We're not supposed to go on their secret mission with them."
"It's okay," she whispered. "Maybe we can help George Washington."
"Are you nuts?" Jack whispered. "We should be on our way home now."
The boat hit a piece of ice. The boat bounced, then dipped into the river. Jack clung to the wooden side. He hoped they wouldn't turn over. Nobody could survive in this icy water, he thought. It would be like sinking on the Titanic. The crew fought hard to keep the boat moving forward. They rowed past chunks of ice into a smoother part of the river. Light from oil lamps shone on the water, making the ice chunks behind them glow like huge, glittering jewels. Jack looked back. Other boats were following them. They were filled with soldiers, horses, and cannons.
"Where exactly are we going?"
Annie whispered. Jack shrugged. He reached into his bag and pulled out their Revolutionary War book. By the dim lantern light in the boat, he searched through the book. He found a painting of General Washington crossing the Delaware River. He showed the painting to Annie. They each read the caption silently. After George Washington crossed the Delaware, he led his men on a 9-mile march to a British post. The post was filled with Hessians, German soldiers hired by the British to fight for them. The American patriots caught them off guard. The Hessians never thought the patriots would attack on a stormy Christmas night. It was a great victory for the patriots. They captured almost 1,000 Hessians. Hardly any of Washington's men were lost.
"Yay! We won't have to send the captain's letter,"
Annie exclaimed.
"Shh," said Jack.
But George Washington turned around and looked back at Jack and Annie.
"Oh, no," Jack thought. "Caught again."
He closed his eyes as if that would make him invisible.
"He's coming,"
said Annie. Jack looked up. George Washington was making his way back toward them. In the next moment, the commander-in-chief loomed above them like a giant shadow.
"Children?"
he asked in a quiet, angry voice.
"Sorry,"
Jack squeaked.
"Merry Christmas,"
said Annie. But George Washington did not say Merry Christmas back.